Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Where Spot by Eric Hill is a landmark board boat for very young children and one of the best-known examples of the Lift the Flap format. First published in 1980, it follows a simple search for Spot, a puppy who has not eaten his dinner and is hidden somewhere in the house. The book belongs to early childhood literature, but its importance is not only narrative. Its purpose is to make reading physical, predictable, and participatory for toddlers who may not yet follow long plots or sustain verbal description. Each page invites the child to inspect a hiding place, lift a flap, and discover whether Spot is there. The result is a compact hide and seek experience that links language, touch, anticipation, and visual recognition. Hill created a format that suited the developmental habits of babies and preschoolers, making the book both a story and an object for guided play. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a hide-and-seek plot built around repeated search and reveal, the central structure of Where Spot is unusually direct. Spot is missing, and the reader moves through a sequence of possible hiding places to find him. This search and reveal pattern gives the book its narrative drive without requiring a complex plot. For toddlers, the question of where an object or character has gone is immediately understandable because it mirrors familiar games such as peekaboo and hide-and-seek. The book turns suspense into a small, repeated action rather than a long verbal explanation. Each page presents a possible answer, but the answer is delayed until the flap is lifted. That delay matters because it allows the child to predict, test, and react. The story is therefore not only about finding Spot, but about practicing the rhythm of inquiry. The child learns that a question can lead to an investigation, that hidden information can be uncovered, and that the same pattern can remain enjoyable through repetition. The simplicity of the search is the reason the book works for its intended age group. Secondly, the lift the flap mechanism makes reading a physical activity. The defining feature of Where Spot is its lift the flap design. Instead of asking young children to listen passively, the book gives them a small task on nearly every spread. Lifting a flap creates a clear cause and effect relationship. The child acts, and the page changes. This is especially effective for toddlers because motor exploration is a major part of how they understand objects. The flap is not a decorative novelty. It is the mechanism through which the story advances. The format also supports fine motor practice, since children must grasp, pull, and control the movement of paper or board. In shared reading, the adult can ask the question, and the child can perform the reveal, creating a turn-taking pattern that resembles conversation. The physical design, therefore, helps bridge play and literacy. It also explains why the book became influential. Many later toddler books use touch, tabs, textures, or flaps. But Where Spot remains important because it showed how an interactive feature could be integrated into the basic logic of a story. Thirdly, minimal language supports prediction, naming, and spatial understanding. The text of Where Spot is deliberately sparse, but that spareness serves a developmental purpose. Young children benefit from short, repeated phrases because repetition reduces cognitive load and makes participation easier. The recurring question about Spot's location lets children anticipate the language before they can read it independently. Caregivers can pause before lifting a flap, invite a guess, and reinforce words connected to place and search. The book also introduces spatial thinking through everyday hiding spots. A child is asked to consider whether something might be inside, under, behind, or near an object, even when the exact vocabulary depends on the addition or the adult reading aloud. This helps connect verbal concepts to visible page design. The book also encourages naming. Each reveal shows that the hidden figure is not Spot, prompting recognition of another animal or object and a simple comparison with the expected puppy. In this way, the limited text does not mean limited learning. It creates room for adults and children to add observation, prediction, correction, and memory. Fourthly, bold illustrations create clarity for emerging visual readers. Eric Hill's illustration style is central to the book's success. The pictures are bright, uncluttered, and easy for very young children to interpret. Rather than crowding the page with background detail, the illustrations isolate the main object or hiding place so the child can understand where attention should go. This visual economy works with the flap structure. The child sees a large shape, expects it to conceal something, and then receives immediate confirmation or surprise. The clarity also helps children who are still developing visual discrimination. They can distinguish Spot from other animals through simple differences in shape, color, and expression. The friendly tone of the illustrations keeps the search safe rather than frightening. Although the book includes hidden animals, the reveals are presented in a playful manner rather than as threats. This balance matters in books for toddlers, who often enjoy surprise but can be unsettled by intense imagery. Hill's design turns uncertainty into manageable curiosity. The artwork is therefore not merely charming, it is calibrated to the attention span, emotional range, and visual processing of its audience. Lastly, Its brevity and durability limits define its ideal age range, where Spot is best understood as a book for babies, toddlers, and younger preschoolers. Not as a story designed to grow indefinitely with a child, its strengths are also its limits. The narrative is brief, the language is minimal, and the central pleasure depends on the repeated discovery produced by the flaps. Older preschoolers who want fuller characterization, more complicated events, or richer language may move past it quickly. Durability is another practical consideration. Board book editions are made for small hands, but liftable elements are naturally more vulnerable than ordinary pages. In homes, libraries, or classrooms with heavy use, flaps can bend or tear because children return to the same actions repeatedly. These limitations do not weaken the book's importance, but they help define its proper use. It is most effective when treated as a shared early reading object, with an adult helping the child handle the flaps and extend the conversation. Its value lies in repeated short sessions, not in literary depth or long-term narrative complexity. In conclusion, Where Spot is most suitable for caregivers, grandparents, librarians, and early childhood educators who read with children from infancy through the early preschool years. It is especially useful for children who are beginning to connect books with play, questions, and repeated routines. The practical benefits are clear. It supports shared attention, fine motor control, object permanence, prediction, naming, and simple spatial awareness. Intellectually, its importance lies in how efficiently it demonstrates that a picture book for very young children can be interactive without losing narrative coherence. Compared with many later Lift the Flap books, it stands out because the mechanism is not added as decoration. The flaps are the structure of the story, and each reveal answers the central question while moving the search forward. The book is not ideal for readers seeking complex language or extended plot, and very rough handling can challenge its physical design. Even so, its economy is precisely what gives it staying power. It understands its audience with unusual precision. Few early board books combine repetition, tactile action, visual simplicity, and emotional reassurance so effectively. For that reason, it remains a foundational title in interactive books for young children. If you would like to support Eric Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.